It is perhaps only fitting that right now in Springfield, Illinois, you'll find an exhibit titled Stories of Survival at the Lincoln Library and Museum. Lincoln helped bring freedom and survival to slaves. Here, that story is built upon with real-life examples of individuals facing and triumphing over other injustices around the globe. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Christina Schutt is the executive director of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum in Springfield, Illinois. Lincoln's presidency was a time when slaves hoped to not only survive the Civil War, but also gain their freedom. A new exhibit here looks at survival stories from recent time periods around the world.
These stories about people who have fled the Holocaust, genocides, and other atrocities globally. And it tells their stories through the objects they were able to take with them as they were fleeing their country.
The stories focus on flights to freedom made during the last century.
They cover seven different genocides around the world, primarily focused on the 20th century. So you're looking at things like Rwanda, the Holocaust, of course, Bosnia, Serbia, the Iraq War.
The items that survivors brought with them and that are on display here speak to the simple yet significant items they grabbed as they fled atrocities around them.
One of my favorites is a platter that a woman who was fleeing Iraq grabbed. It was a platter that her mother used to serve her particular types of food on. And so every time she serves food on that platter, she remembers her mother's recipes and those stories.
Christina hopes that visitors learn much more than history by seeing these stories of survival.
People, as they see these stories, they read these stories, they begin to understand the connection between the past and the present. One of the things that it can often be difficult when you're talking about genocides or the Holocaust is that it becomes sort of numbers. And one of the great things about this exhibit is it brings it down to the individual level. It talks about the people and the stories who were affected by it.
The Powerful Experience is a temporary exhibit here on loan from the Illinois Holocaust Museum. Traveling the countryside in Springfield, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.